Hey everyone, I've titled today's message as The Ant. I've got, I think there's seven little things I want to talk about, and it's all going to be comparing the Christian to the ant. So let's get started here. Number one is the ant's hive usually has one queen and thousands of workers. It really depends on the size of the colony. The queen in general is not the leader of the hive. Her job is mainly to lay eggs. That is what and why the ant workers work so hard to protect her. And they also work to bring in the food, but they work really hard to protect her. Because without the protection of the worker ants, then her and the eggs are in danger of being eaten up by other critters or whatnot. So without her in the colony will not expand. It won't grow. So now let's look at humans in that sense, spiritually. We are not God. We are strictly used by God, which makes us workers for Christ. God being our King, He protects us from all evil, and without Him, we will surely die. You know, in Genesis 2:17, God says, "Thou shalt not eat of the tree of good and evil. If you do, you will surely die." God is showing His protection over us by giving us, you know, this warning to Adam and Eve not to eat of the tree because it will harm us. If if God doesn't, you know, protect us, also we won't expand, you know, as Christians. The Christian life will just, you know, amount to nothing if we don't have God's protection. So when we expand in Christ, we are expanding spiritually. And if we spiritually die, we will no longer, you know, be workers of Christ. And we stop sharing the gospel with others. And that stops the expansion of Christ. The workers of Christ is usually based on how well, we stay alive spiritually. It's like the ants. Their success of the colony is simply to stay alive. The colonies that are successful will produce more and more, you know, space for them to live and, you know, to store, you know, harvest and stuff. So, and us as Christians, the more we spiritually stay alive, then the more Christ can use us and more souls can be saved. So, but number two is the ant workers have no one particular leader in their colony. So, like, unlike Christians, we have leaders, but ants use their own wisdom and knowledge to work together as a whole to build the colonies for the queen and for her protection. So, and Christians have the a tendency to, say, overlook or venture out on their own. Sometimes they forget what God has done for all of us, not just for one individual. You know, He has put in order for us all a perfect plan, and coming together, you know, we will own, you know, we will have one voice to glorify God the Father. So Romans 15:16, God has given us all wisdom, all knowledge, and understanding to be good servants for Him. You know, would you say you're less than an ant? You know, God don't give ants wisdom and knowledge. They get their own wisdom and knowledge from, you know, from themselves, but, you know, we're more than ants. God, you know, loves us, and He wants us to succeed in everything He, you know, asks of us to do. So, you know, God gives us the wisdom and the knowledge to do everything, you know, to be good servants for Him. People would use the wisdom and knowledge that we're equipped with, and get, if you know, if we would use the wisdom and knowledge that God gives us, you know, that He's equipped us with, and get into unity, you know, we could then, as a whole, see God's colony expand. So that, I mean, that's just, if everybody would just get together and, you know, be on one page of seeing souls saved, then, you know, we could reach out to a lot more people. But number three is the ants' keen insight for other ants is to give them feedback to each other. Colony must spend water to get water, meaning they trade water for food. When the foragers, a forager is one that goes out and searches for food and brings it back in. So when the forager comes in from hunting, they're dried up. The water has all dried up from being out in the out working and in the heat. You know, in the summertime, in the heat, the water dries up. So the ant then that is inside metabolizing the water. Within the food that was already left in, they transfer it, the water to the foreigner, to the forager. And the forager won't leave until it is full again. It has to be completely full with the transferred water from the worker ants before they'll leave the colony to go back out and forage, you know, for food. The Christian, our insight should, you know, be keened on the lost. As the ant spends water to get, you know, water, Christians should you pretty much count the cost of a lost soul. You know, in other words, what are you willing to give up to see a person come to Christ? The ants gave up their water that they were in their metabolizing while the foragers were out working, but they were willing to give that water up to them, you know, so they could continue their food chain, you know, because if without the water, they're going to die. Okay, and then just like with Christians, without the word, you know, to the lost, their spirit is going to die. They're spiritually going to die without the word. So, you know, and they count the cost of giving away their own water to help others. You know, so why do Christians sometimes refuse to count the cost for a lost soul? You know, when you come think about it, Jesus counted the cost for us on the cross. He knew the cost he was going to, you know, bear before you know, he even bore it. He knew how great his love was for us. So he counted the cost. You know, he was beaten, he was spit upon, he was nailed to a cross, you know, so that you and I could have forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Would you trade your water for a soul? Jesus said, whoever drinks from the well will never thirst again. This water is for everyone who will drink it. But if you, you're not willing to count the cost and share the share it to many, you know, then many will remain thirsty. We have to transfer this water of Christ to see the lost saved. So, but number four, ants work constantly. They work till the job is done in one area of the colony. Then, in unity, they moved to another part of the colony. You know, the ants' job is never done. They work with pleasure. They work with completeness on their minds. You know, and the Bible says in Colossians 2:10, we are completed in Him, which He is the head of all principality and power. You know, God has set us out on missions. We should go with pleasure and with completion in our minds and on our hearts. God has already made the way for completion when He set us out, or He wouldn't even, you know, set us out to begin with. God knows He ain't going to set us up for, you know, any kind of failure. So, you know, if we fail on a job that He has sent us out to do, then it's going to be on our own failures. such as giving up on a task or, you know, just trying to do it your way. And you know, nothing prevents an ant from completing a job. Nothing prevents an ant, you know, or causes an ant to failure. Failure is not an option for them. The completion is life or death for their colony. And as for us, if we fail in our mission, you know, it can mean life or death for a lost friend or a lost family member or, you know, maybe a lost child. You know, when the ant has completed the job required for the colony, they have much pleasure in what they have done. You know, their home is built right. Because they did it as a whole. They worked together and got it done as a whole. And it was built strong. I mean, so strong that even the rains that come don't flood them out. You know, they even fixed the flood issues. So, I mean, we should take pleasure in leading someone to Christ. Yes, God the Father and Jesus Christ gets all the glory in someone receiving salvation. But if we don't take pleasure in showing the lost the way to Jesus, then we have no pleasure in God. We rejoice with them that receives Christ. The Bible says we should rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. You know, so be happy for them. Have pleasure in them. You know, let it be your heart's desire that you see someone come to Jesus. I've seen it happen twice. Literally, I've seen it happen twice. And it's the most magnificent thing I could ever experience. And, you know, my goal in life is to see many more come to Christ, you know, because that pleases me. And it pleases God. It pleases Jesus. And, you know, when we talk to others about Christ and they come to Jesus, that pleases God, you know, so, and He wants us to be pleased and rejoice in someone's salvation. So go at it. Go at it with pleasure. Go at it with completeness. And you'll feel good about it. You really will. You ever see anyone come to Christ, that will be the best experience ever. But anyway, number five, the ants know how to get prepared for their harvest. They have the foragers bring in the food while the others store it up. It's a cycle that is processed around the clock. Their harvest is a 24/7 turnover. And the Christian, to me, my opinion, we should have a 24-hour turnover. You know, the Christian harvest should be a 24-hour process. Why? Because there are so many people that are lost, and to seek all of them will take more than 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, the harvest is now. There are too many lost, and time is running out for a lot of them. You know, the land is full, and it's time to reap. The Bible says in Ezekiel, if I say to you, the wicked, you shall surely die, and you do not give the warning in order to save their lives, that wicked person will die, and his blood I will place at your hands. That's pretty harsh, wouldn't you think? I mean, but you know the truth, and you fail to give these people warnings. You know, as Christians, that's what we should do. We should, you know, warn these people of what is to come if they're not saved. So, but you know, if the lost doesn't hear what if the lost don't hear what they need to hear, and you know the truth, you know, that could save them, but you do nothing and they die and went to hell, how do you think you would feel about that? You know, I'm serious. Think about that. You know the truth, but you fail to share it with the lost. God has given us, His people, the knowledge and wisdom to lift the hearts of the lost, that they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free from death. You know, it says it in the Bible, for those who know the truth, you know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God has given us the job to harvest, and if we are not harvesting, we are disobeying God. And believe it or not, there are consequences to disobedience. I mean, that's another category of where I'm going right now, but disobedience, there's consequences to it. But anyway, in number 7, the ant carries out the task to harvest, to protect, to build, to work as a whole, and to do it all they do it all without a leader. It is, it's all done, everything that the ants do is done in ant wisdom and knowledge and commitment. And you know, they are committed to building their house. They're committed to keeping their colony safe, their queen safe, their food safe. They're committed to doing this. So, but I did some researching on the largest ant colony recorded. But I want to say that, you know, if the ants can go and do all of what they do on pure wisdom and knowledge and commitment, you know, and us with leaders that teach us and guide us, you know, with the Holy Spirit, then why can we not get up and go out into this world and seek the lost, that, you know, they may come and find Christ and be saved? It's their souls, everlasting soul. You know, and we should do it with pleasure. We should do it and be committed cold-heartedly to see, you know, people saved. But anyway, after I did all the research on the ant colony, it was in 2000, they had discovered an ant colony in Japan. This colony had 306 million working ants, 1 million queen ants. It had 45,000 nests that interconnected by underground. I want you to think about this. Okay, we have approximately 2.2 billion Christians in the world. We have approximately 7 billion people altogether in the world. If each Christian would take two people and talk to them about Jesus and what the cross meant, I bet we would see over half of the world saved. I mean, my calculations may not be perfect to a T, but out of 2 million Christians, with two people per Christian, you know, that's over 4 billion people right there. You know, I'm not saying that we're going to get all of them converted to Jesus and to believing in the one true God. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it could be possible. Let's just say it's a possibility that it could be so. But if we don't get out there and try, we will never know, you know, if we could even reach that amount of people. But there's, 2 billion people. Two people for a piece. That's over 4 billion people. That's more than half of this world. You know, go do the research and you see. I want to ask, will you take two people today? Will you be willing to take in two people and talk about Jesus and share the love of God and with them, and just to help expand God's colony? It is in our hands to spread the gospel to the lost and to build up God's kingdom. So, will you be one of them today? Just go find you two people that you know that are lost, and just see what God can do with them, you know, through you for them. You'll be surprised. Well, God bless y'all. Have a good day, and I hope you have a very blessed afternoon.